Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Monday Mail Time here on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. These episodes are all about you and your paranormal encounters. My name is Michelle, and every week I'll be dedicating an episode to you and your stories. If you've encountered anything paranormal, extraterrestrial, or unexplained, we want to hear from you. It's the male owl. Hello, male owl. Oh, right on time as usual. Thank you so much for the mail. Right, well, this one is from Hannah on the email. She writes, I don't know if this will be worth talking about on the podcast, but I just wanted to share my experience and what happened to me. Me and my friend love going to the National Trust old house tours, and one Saturday we decided to go to the Augury in Armagh. As soon as we walked into the house, I felt really nauseous. I then proceeded to pass out. Now, I am 16 weeks pregnant, so there could well be a more medical explanation. However, this sort of thing has never happened to me before, and I felt fine before and after the house tour. This house has a large history, but I'm unsure if anything paranormal has been reported. Well, thank you very much, Hannah, for your message. And, okay, let's think about this for a moment. Yes, it could well be something to do with a pregnancy. There's also something called ghost sickness, which may be worth noting. Some individuals experience physical discomfort in the presence of ghosts. This sensation often manifests as sudden nausea or a feeling of impending vomiting. Now, the advice to test if it's ghost related is to leave the room and see if the feeling subsides. If it does, it might indicate a reaction of a ghost's presence. You said you passed out, but hopefully you were well looked after when that happened. I really hope you were able to recover quite quickly from your experience and all is okay now. Did you stay at the Augury for a little while afterwards, or did you leave fairly quickly? I wonder if any of our other listeners have been to the Augury. Thinking about ghost sickness, it's said that ghosts can be understood as energy without physical form. When going into a space, if you feel emotions like anger without apparent cause, it could be attributed to the lingering energy of a ghost. Ghostly energies can induce sadness or anger or sickness resonating with individuals nearby. According to Navajo and other Native American traditions, ghost sickness stems from a deceased spirit attaching itself to a living person. This attachment drains the individual's energy, resulting in various symptoms, including weakness, loss of appetite, dizziness, nausea, fainting spells, anxiety, depression, and nightmares. It's a belief deeply rooted in certain cultural and spiritual contexts, emphasising the profound impact of ghostly encounters on human health and well-being. There doesn't seem to be anything too sinister written about the history of the Augury, but not being local, I might have missed something. I'm seeing that it was owned by a gentryman, they had people looking after the estate who lived nearby, and it was thought to be quite a calm and peaceful place. So I'm not sure if or why a ghost would have a need to use their energy in a manner which might cause a reaction such as what you experienced. But who knows? I want to put it out there to our listeners. What do you make of ghost sickness? And have you yourself experienced it? Or had other strange feelings or emotions as you've entered a room? What did you make of Hannah's story? Get in touch at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or reach out via WhatsApp at 075 999 27537. It could be your story I read out next week. As always, Yvette is back on Thursday with our main episode, and again on Saturday for the bonus episode. I'll be back same time, same place next week, and I'll see you there. Have a lovely rest of your week, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.